It's another big day in college football, National Signing Day, and a brand new group of Black Bears are headed to Orono. To learn more about them, we're joined by the head coach of the Bears, Jordan Stevens. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Congratulations on, 10 more Black Bears making their way to Orono.
Yeah, really excited to add another group here on this second signing day. I feel like we are really close to completing our roster and getting it where we want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like a focus with this group on, the offensive line. You added three guys there, three defensive backs as well, and a couple of defensive linemen in the group.
Yeah, really probably a little more heavy on defense with this class. We felt like we were in pretty good shape offensively from the first signing period, but needed to address some positions up front in our secondary, and felt like we were able to do that. And excited about the guys we've added, and they bring an ability to get to the quarterback and stop the run, and feel like we are adding pieces to our secondary that will help build our depth for years to come.
Let's talk about some of those guys in the secondary and start with the young man from Nyack, New York, out of Don Bosco, Shaquan Waters. Like those tall DBs, 6'2", 170.
Yeah, Shaquan certainly is all of 6'2". A long-rangey DB that plays corner right now. And I think he's going to continue to develop and, add size. But you can't coach his height and his length, and he certainly has that going for him, and I think that'll be a huge asset along with just his overall character.
Another defensive back, we have not seen a lot of guys here at Maine from North Carolina, but Devin Vaught out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, we really started to recruit more in North Carolina with the conference having three teams in North Carolina. There's a little more familiarity with University of Maine, and we'll be in North Carolina once this year, and we'll be close, obviously, down at Richmond and William Mary. So for him and his family, they'll be able to stay close to our program and see us play home and away.
And another defensive back from Gannett, Pennsylvania. Tell us a bit about Amari Mack.
Yeah, Amari, a Western PA guy, and that's another area we've recruited more in. Coach Kugler, our offensive line coach, is from that area, so familiarity with the city of Pittsburgh and then the surrounding areas. And he's a guy from Greensburg Central, right there close by from Pittsburgh. So looking forward to getting him here. Great family and a great addition to this team.
An impressive-looking linebacker from out in the Chicago area, Aurora, Illinois, by way of the Taft School, B.J. Mays.
Yeah, BJ, someone that we feel fortunate to get. I feel like he kind of fell into our lap, with the recruiting process and the transfer portal being where it is. A lot of high school players I felt have been overlooked from the higher level teams. And this is a guy that, comes to us with a great track record. And I think his best football is ahead of him.
On the defensive line, from Edison, New Jersey, 6'3", 213-pounder, Takai Chisholm.
Yeah, Takai, he's a long, raw, linebacker or boundary end. I think that just really determines what he grows into, but I think he has a ton of room to grow. I think you're going to see him be upwards of 240 pounds. In a couple of years. So I'm really excited about him and getting him a part of this program.
Player well-known to football fans here in Eastern Maine and a nice family connection with the program too. Defensive lineman and tight end down at Bucksport, Jackson Gross.
Yeah, Jackson, obviously the brother of David Gross, who started 8 games for us this year at guard. And David was a walk-on that ended up, he's now on full scholarship and has earned that. And so it's a really good story there. And, we are excited about Jackson. Possesses a lot of the same attributes, his toughness, his strength. And, not as big as his brother, but will play more as a big skill player.
We're talking with Coach Jordan Stevens about the brand new class of Black Bears coming in on this National Signing Day. Let's look at some of those offensive linemen and another young man from the area out of the Herman program that's had great success in the last couple of years. Tell us about Jacob Dow.
Yeah, Jacob has, he's someone we had at camp this summer. We've had on campus a number of times, and, you know, he's really shown that he's going to put in the work and has shown that just by his transformation physically. And, I just think that he has the frame right now, and he'll continue to add the weight, the muscle, and the coordination, and, you know, the development, and, really has committed himself to the process of football and training. In a great young man with a great family. Excited to add him to this team, and love that he's down the road. He can join us this summer.
Another big offensive lineman from Boulder, Colorado, 6'4", 275, Jack Lilly.
Yeah, Jack has some Maine ties, family in Maine. That was really the connection there. He has comes here in the summer, so the familiarity with Maine and. just really excited to add him. I think he's got a great sense of pride in coming back here to Maine.
From Lynn Mass, St. John's Prep, my goodness, 6'3", 320-pounder. I hope I pronounced his name right. Pius Ejindu?
Yes, Pius Ejindu. Pius, he'll put a smile on anyone's face. He is a tremendous young man, high character. The people at St. John's Prep speak very highly of him. He is another untapped in terms of potential and what he's going to be. Really excited about Pius and just having him a part of this program. He is certainly appreciative and fired up to be here and be a Black Bear.
And then you've got another Mainer, a quarterback from Kennebunk who played at Bridgeton Academy, and Keegan Andrews.
Yeah, Keegan. Really nice to see his development going over to Bridgeton and continuing to progress there, and speaks to his commitment to football and commitment to improving himself academically. Another young man who comes from a great family, and really excited to add him to the quarterback room.
All right, one thing I noticed along with the obvious talents of these guys. A lot of good students, a lot of guys on honor rolls, National Honor Society member, and I think sometimes people don't pay enough attention to that, but these guys are truly students first, athletes second, and what does that do for the coaching staff to have guys that are bright and obviously hard workers in the classroom?
Well, the message to our team is consistently that, how you are in the classroom is how you are in the field. So the commitment you make in the classroom is reflective of the commitment you have on the field, and they go hand in hand and can't have one without the other. So it's important that we're putting in the work academically and finding players to come into our program who value academics, value their academic careers just as much as their athletic careers. So, they get that emphasis from us coaches, and that's something that we're continuing to drive home. And it's exciting to add such great students to the program, and that will be great community members here on campus.
Also, Jordan, some changes to the coaching staff, and I'm hearing a lot of good things about Steve Cooper, your new offensive coordinator, comes from Nebraska, had been an OC and quarterbacks coach out at Portland State as well.
Yeah, Steve is going to bring, a tremendous leadership and knowledge, offensive knowledge, has a great rapport with the players. I think I've seen every player in his office over the past 2 weeks, and just getting to know them, getting them up to speed. He's really just dove right in and gotten around our players and has started his way on building relationships with them. So really excited to have him here. He's going to be a great asset to the program.
And do you hope to have a defensive coordinator in place by the time spring ball gets going?
Yeah, I think we'll have someone in place. I'm hoping to be able to announce that at the end of next week.
Oh, great, great. And when does the spring session start, Jordan?
We start the last week of March. That will be our first practice. So we actually got the field cleared off right now, so we're able to. We won't be out there tomorrow, the next day, but next week we'll be out there and able to get going. But you know, we'd like to be able to start our first practice on March 28th.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, between the guys that you announced today and the earlier group that you brought in on early signing day, it looks like a terrifically talented group of Black Bears that are going to make a difference in this program going forward. Congratulations to you and the staff for your great work out there on the recruiting trail, and thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for your support, Rich, and just thank you to our coaches and the support staff here at the University of Maine and our faculty. Everyone really played a role in closing out this class. So looking forward to getting them all here.
That's awesome. Jordan, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
You bet. That's Jordan Stevens, Maine Black Bear head football coach on this National Signing Day. And boy, what I love about Jordan and the staff is that they, they're looking down the road. They're planning for next year, but they're looking 2, 3, 4 years down the road to make sure they've got holes filled and a plan for the future.
And I've had the chance to meet 10 of the recruits that they've signed. And they're just impressive young men, impressive moms and dads, too. I think he's doing a fabulous job. This BJ May is going to make people's heads spin.
Well, and I love the fact that you're bringing in Maine players, but also players from this area. You know, seeing somebody on that roster from Herman, another Bucksport guy, I think that's great. And hopefully we'll lead to some more fan engagement as well.
You know what's interesting about all those Bucksport kids named Gross? They're all really good wrestlers,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that says a lot about why they become such good football players.
Well, and another thing, along with the academics that we talked about with Jordan, you look through and so many of these guys are multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
Which is what coaches want. They don't want somebody to just hit the weight room all year when it wasn't football season. They want them competing in those other seasons as
Lots
well.
Lots of track and field and yep. Very good track and field kids.
Absolutely. A great way to start things out this afternoon. Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor. The full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com.